Welcome to Working God's Word. I'm your host, Dee Price, and I would like to thank you for joining me today as we learn how to work God's Word. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you are a regular listener, then you already know. And if this is your first time, welcome. Thanks for joining us. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. We as Christians have been taught how to read God's Word and how to study God's Word and stand on God's Word and believe God's Word, have faith in God's Word, how to meditate on God's Word. We've been taught how to do a lot of things. What we have not been taught is how to receive the things that God said He's already given to us and that already belong to us on a continual basis. We've not learned how to get our prayers answered continually. There is a missing piece. Nobody's talking about it, but there's a missing piece. And when my husband died, I really started going after why. I'd been not really looking. You know how you look and don't look? I've been taking the word of what the preachers have been saying because that's all we had. I am one of those the Lord had put in churches and sat us under pastors who were Bible-based. What I mean by that is they always told us, don't just take my word for it. Open your Bible, read it for yourself. So I've always been a reader. I'd open my Bible and I'd read it for myself. Yes, that's exactly what it says. If you're showing me this is exactly what it says and it's obviously working for you, then as I'm doing it, I expect the same results. And I got hit and miss results. I got results as far as healing was concerned all the time. My hit and miss results were in the financial realm. We were always struggling to pay the bills. We were always struggling to get our needs met. And once God got our attention and we left the street, we began tithing. We began doing what the Bible says to do. We were always in the church. When the church doors opened, we were there. And when they locked them, we were there. So anybody who knows me know, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to half step. My mother raised me like that. If you're going to do something, do it. Don't play at it. Do it. So this is what they were telling me to do. To the best of my ability, this is what I was doing. Now, let me just put in there, there's a side of me that when I want to do what I want to do, that's exactly what I'm going to do. But during the times that I actually work this, and trust me, I work, which is why this is called Working God's Word, because it's about working His Word. So when my husband passed and I asked the Lord why this was happening, how come people pray and pray and pray and the people that they're praying for to live still die? Yet He said in His Word that because He was going to the Father, we would be able to do the same things that He did and greater things. And He absolutely went to the Father. He absolutely is with the Father. Why aren't we doing it? How come we're not seeing the church do it? I kept asking that question. That was the desire of my heart to know that. And so He began to show me the missing piece has been our imagination. He began to show me that what we actually see ourselves doing in our minds is what we experience, is what we live. He began to show me in my life when I did it. He began to show me in the lives of others, watching them actually do it. He began to show me on a national scale how it's being done. And He showed me internationally how we did it with COVID. Each one of these things that He began to take me to had this same element. What you see yourself doing in your mind, you believe in your heart, and that's what comes out of your mouth. And those two elements latch on to the thing that you're seeing in your mind, and it brings that thing into your physical realm. This is how we receive everything. God is a God of order. which totally tickles me. He's got me out here talking about this, and I am not Miss Order. I think we might have discussed that before. I am not that person. However, apparently he's going to make me into that person or going to correct those things. No. We'll see. In any event, this is how it works. So when I asked the Lord about it, how come when he prays, he's getting these great results, and when we pray, we get like hit and miss results? And the answer that I got naturally made so much sense. He said the same thing I said. When you pray, you're begging me to come and heal them. And sometimes they get the answer and sometimes they don't. He said, what does my word say? I went right to 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes ye were healed. By his stripes you were healed. Were means already done. He said, when I pray, I see them as we created them. Already healed, already prospered. He did not create them with any sickness or disease. What he sees in his mind and speaks with his mouth is what he gets immediately. This is what we're supposed to be doing. When we lay hands on the sick, we're supposed to see them as God created them. Already healed, already prospered, already made whole, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And I believe our painting a picture of them as being already healed and already whole now, not having to wait for it, will help us see the things that the Father meant for us to see, that Jesus meant for us to see. In chapter 16 of Mark, where it talks about these signs shall follow them that believe in me. One of those signs is they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. When you lay hands on the sick, it should not be a thing of, Lord, I'm asking you to come heal me. He said, when you lay your hands on them, it's a done deal. You ever notice you never see people praying long prayers for people in the Bible? When Peter and James met the guy at the gate, beautiful, they said, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, grabbed him by the hand and said, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. It was no big praying a whole bunch of scripture. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. It wasn't no thing. And they, because they were with Jesus, they saw how he did it. It's interesting that this is not talked about a lot. But once again, I'm going to tell you, Genesis 11:6, the people are one. They all have one language, and now nothing that they imagine to do will be withheld from them. Anyway, why are we talking about this today? We are talking about this today because the Lord has been showing me how to do this. So he's had me digging in scripture by the Holy Spirit naturally, and he's had me focused on angels. Angels as tools, as the tools they were created to be. So I've been digging into the word and I've been digging. And one of the scriptures started talking about the Lord's pleasure. What brings him pleasure? Well, you know, that intrigued me because I want to know. It's something I think we should know. What brings the Lord pleasure? And one of the things that brings him pleasure, Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And I'm like, okay, well, the Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. We are servants, but we're also sons and daughters of God. And since he has pleasure in the prosperity of those who serve him, how much more pleasure does he have in the prosperity of his children? And I'm like, okay. So then I started looking at pleasure and came across Psalm 147:11 that says, the Lord takes pleasure in them that fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. And I'm like, okay. And I started thinking about the fear of the Lord and exactly what is that? What is the fear of the Lord? Because truthfully, I'm the type of person that if I fear you, I don't want to come around you. I don't want to be around something that's going to make me afraid. And that's my definition of fear. However, there's also reverential fear. Like, yes, I know, like the day, there was a day I was talking about it with my son recently. There was something that was due and it was major. And we had no way of getting the money, paying it, whatever it was major. I don't really remember what it was. And you know what? I need that memory. Whatever it was, I was upset. And I screamed scripture at the Lord 2 days. 2 days, I cried and I screamed scripture at him. At one point, I said, I didn't even know I knew this much scripture. I was broken. Praise God, he understands us and he knows us. That scripture in Jeremiah 1:12, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before God formed each one of us in the womb, he knew each and every one of us. I knew he knew why I was doing it, but at one point I screamed at him, I know you can strike me down and I don't care because you said. And I began to put him in remembrance of what the word said. He had had me put down books. I had this love of books, had me put it down. And all I could read was the word. The word was in me. The word was in me. And I remembered what he said. And nothing. After the 2 days, I had gotten it all out and cried myself out and we was done. As always, he came through. But about 3 weeks later, I'm sitting up in there by Larry and we listening to Pastor Santiago and he taps me on the shoulder. And I have no idea what Pastor Santiago was preaching on, but I heard the Lord say, you remember those scriptures you screamed at me? And I started sliding down in my seat and I said, yes, Lord. And he said, you should have been screaming them at the devil. With what he's teaching me right now, what we see in our mind and connect with emotion, speak out of our mouths, we get exactly what we're saying and thinking. We're getting what we're saying and thinking. Oh my gosh. I should have been screaming them at the devil. The word works. We've just been working it in reverse. So what do we have to do? We have to dig out those things that have been carrying us, that 95% of our lives. Dr. Bruce Lipton teaches that 95% of our lives each day is run from our subconscious mind. And the programs that are running our subconscious mind are the things that have been programmed in there that we did believe that may or may not necessarily be true. A lot of the things that we're living are contrary to the things that God says that he's already given us, are contrary to the way that God says we should be doing this. For example, flu shots before 2019. We're not even going past 2019. A flu shot. Why would I take a flu shot? Again, 1 Peter 2:24 says, by the stripes of Jesus, I was already healed. Since, not if, but since I was already healed, why in the world would I go let somebody shoot something into my body supposedly to protect something I've already been healed from? That absolutely makes no sense to me. And that's what I mean. Most people have been conditioned to get a flu shot. I don't need a flu shot. So no, I'm not getting a flu shot. I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. I know I've been redeemed from sickness and disease. However, just like I know that there are other things that God has said in his word that I absolutely need to know, me personally. I have a friend who gets upset when I say, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. It's like she braces up like I'm telling her what to do. I am not trying to tell anybody what to do. I'm just saying what the Lord is telling me. You want to see a difference? This is what you need to do. You don't want to see a difference? Don't do it. It's as simple as that. Do it your own way. I did it my own way for a really long time. It didn't work. Worked to an extent, but didn't work as well as it's supposed to work. There's a scripture that says God has given us days of heaven here on earth. It's in Deuteronomy. I didn't look for it. You can Google it. Just Google days of heaven on earth. It'll come up. Google scripture, days of heaven on earth. It's in Deuteronomy. And with that, y'all, I am going to end this. I want to thank you for listening. I believe in the next episode, I'll be able to give you the scripture that started all of this. It was Psalm 138:8. I opened Bible Gateway for the first time because each day when you open it for the first time, it gives you a scripture. And that day, the scripture was Psalm 138:8. And Psalm 138:8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." And I looked at that and I said, "Ooh, what a perfect verse of scripture to imagine." And as I began to dig through that, that's what led me on the rabbit trail of angels, which is a good rabbit trail because they've been sent to do the word of God. Hey now, the angels have been sent to do the word of God. So that's the next episode. That's where we're going next time. I want to thank you for joining me. And next time I will have a testimony of someone who is using the things we've been talking about and been pressing into the Lord. And it's really working for her. It's a really beautiful testimony. So until next time, this is Dee Price leaving you with what I leave you with every episode. God's word works, y'all. You just gotta work it. Bye.